السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع إن ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون وإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض واتقوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا من فضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين
Where Allah the Almighty has ordained fasting as obligatory, there He says, Ayyaman Ma'dudat, meaning for a fixed number of days. At the start of Ramadan, many would have thought, how will we get through these 30 days of fasting? For the long summer days would make it extremely difficult. However, as Allah the Almighty has said, fasting is prescribed for a fixed number of days, and thus one can get through this period. Today is the 25th day of fasting, and many have written to me that the time has rapidly passed by without us even realizing. In truth, when Ramadan begins, one feels that the days are very long. But as he or she progresses through the month, they do not even realize how fast the days go by. Today is the last Friday of Ramadan, and there are 4 or 5 days left of Ramadan, depending on where one is.
کہ یہ دن گزر بھی گئے اور پتہ بھی نہیں چلا. حقیقت میں
And we should all collectively strive to swiftly progress in these remaining 4 or 5 days and make up for any deficiencies in acquiring the benefits of Ramadan.
آج رمضان کا آخری جمعہ ہے.
We should pray that Allah the Almighty covers our faults and weaknesses, that He may grant us mercy, and that He may not deprive us of the blessings of Ramadan. As mentioned, today is the last Friday of Ramadan. And in general terms, this is called Jumatul Wida, i.e. the Farewell Friday. Generally, Muslims believe in the concept that in this last Friday of Ramadan, all prayers will be answered.
رمضان کی برکتوں سے محروم نہ رکھے.
And furthermore, that by participating in this last Jummah, it fulfills the dues of all the prayers missed in the year, and the Jummahs and all the other forms of worship. However, this is not the concept held by a true mu'min, i.e. a believer. This is a completely wrong perception. For an Ahmadi, a true believer, such beliefs make a mockery of the religion. It is a great favor of Allah the Almighty upon us that He has enabled us to accept in this era His chosen one, the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
حقیقی مومن کے نزدیک تو ایسی باتیں اور ایسی سوچیں.
He came and rid us of all these erroneous beliefs and concepts and taught us about the true concept of Ramadan and also the true teachings of Islam.
اللہ تعالیٰ کا بہت بڑا احسان کہ ہمیں
He showed us the ways to attain the nearness to Allah the Almighty.
اللہ تعالیٰ کے بھیجے ہوئے اور اس کے فرستادے.
The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, was once asked a question in a gathering. Amongst the Muslims is the concept that on Jumatul Wida, i.e. the Farewell Friday, they offer 4 rakats, i.e. 4 units of the prayer, and call it Qazai Umri, i.e. fulfilling missed prayers of a lifetime. And the purpose is that it compensates for all previous prayers missed. So is this true? And is there any evidence for this? And is this appropriate? Hearing this, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam responded, this is a pointless endeavor. He further said, one is a sinner who intentionally does not offer prayers throughout the year, thinking he will offer them on Qazai Umri. However, there is no harm for one who is remorseful and repents and offers this Jummah, i.e. Friday prayer, with the intention of not missing any prayer in the future. The promised Messiah said, in such an instance, I will offer the same response as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, describing the incident of Hazrat Ali's response, says, once a person was offering his prayer when in fact it was not the time of prayer. And so someone said to Hazrat Ali that he was the Khalifa of the time and therefore why was he not stopping this person who was offering his prayer at the wrong time? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I fear that I may be held accountable under the verse of the Holy Quran. Meaning, hast thou seen him who forbids a servant of ours when he prays?
اس سے منع کیوں نہیں کرتے کہ غلط وقت میں نماز پڑھ رہا ہے
After citing this reference, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam stated, if he offers it out of repentance and as a way of recompense, then let him do so. Why do you stop him? After all, he is only supplicating by offering these four rakats or units of prayer. Although he certainly shows weakness in character. Only God Almighty has the knowledge of one's intentions. And that is why Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was cautious and keeping in view of what God Almighty has mentioned in the verse that hast thou seen him who forbids a servant of ours when he prays. Keeping this in view, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not stop the person from praying. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in view of this, has also issued the same fatwa, I edict, but also made it clear that such a person shows weakness in character. If one offers four rakats, i.e. four units of prayer with the intention that he repents and he will not miss any prayer in future, then it's okay. However, if the intention is not to bring about reformation, then such a person is a sinner. Therefore, there is no concept of Qazai Umri in the Ahmadiyya community. We have accepted the Imam of the age, and we have accepted him with the condition that we shall abstain from all harmful innovations and that we will give precedence to faith over worldly pursuits. Therefore, if we are to give precedence to faith, then how can we miss any prayer or any Friday prayer? If we have any concept of Jumatul Wida, i.e. the farewell Friday, it is completely different. And that is the concept a true Ahmadi should have. That is, that we bid farewell to this Friday with a very heavy heart and with the thought and prayer that it is not the Friday we are bidding farewell to. Rather, we are bidding farewell to this month and these blessed days. Since Jummah, i.e. the Friday, is a means of gathering everyone together, and this is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, therefore, we all gather together and pray to God Almighty that after passing through these days and these Fridays, and the blessings which we have received in the month of Ramadan, may we remain firm on them, and that through all our faculties and our abilities, we welcome the next Ramadan. Thus, this should be our thought. We never bid farewell to loved ones because they are leaving us and we are no longer going to remember them. And that we will cut ties of all our memories of them. In fact, our loved ones who depart us forever, we do not erase our memories of them. In fact, in order to keep their memories alive, one strives to continue on their good works, or does good deeds in their honor and in their name. And if they are believers, they will pray for them. And a person certainly cannot just completely forget about one who leaves temporarily from one city to another, or one country to another, due to some commitment or the purpose of work. Nowadays, we can make use of the conveniences such as phone, text messages, and other forms of messages. In fact, now through Skype, one can even hear the voice of their loved ones and also see them and observe their movements. Hence, we never say farewell to a loved one, because for the next year or two, you will not be remembered, and you will not be in our hearts, and we will forget all about you, as to who you are and who you were. And we will see if your rights should be fulfilled or not when we meet again. And we will see if we should continue to treat you in the same loving manner or not. Has anyone witnessed this occurrence in worldly relations? If someone would ever do this, people will call that person insane. However, when it is the question of that being who is the most beloved, who is Lord of all the worlds, who nourishes us, and who grants us everything, who is gracious, who is merciful, and who says that complete your faith in me. Who says that do not break the relation of love and nearness with me. Who says that accept what I have to say, for I am the one who loves you more than all your loved ones, and I am the one who has the right to be loved the most. And who says that keep my memories alive. And so, if one were to say to him that, O Allah, thank you for your favor, that you help us go through a fixed number of days dedicated to your remembrance, your worship and fasting. However, now we have been relieved from our duty, and this all comes to an end. Which God and which Allah? Now we say farewell to you from this Jummah. And with this farewell, we are about to forget you completely for one whole year. Now, after a year, when Ramadan comes again, we again shall try to remember you through our worship and other virtuous deeds. And providing we are alive and healthy, we shall make a paltry effort to try and fulfill whatever rights we can of yours. The Jumatul Wida, i.e. the Farewell Friday, is yet to come. Therefore, if there were any shortcomings in our worship and good deeds in this whole month of Ramadan, we shall gather together on that day and fulfill your right and recompense your provisions and your favors. If a person were to think like this or express this view, people would surely call him insane. However, people do think like this, and though they may not verbally express it, by their actions, however, do. This can be determined from the attendance of the last Friday of Ramadan and the ones after it. If that is the case, then it would be said that such a person is ignorant and does not even have the slightest of knowledge about faith and nor any faith in God Almighty. Thus, a mu'min, i.e. a true believer, cannot hold such a view. A mu'min is far superior to this. A mu'min is one who continues on the virtuous deeds as told by God Almighty, and he is filled with emotions of gratitude towards him. And he passes through Ramadan in order to win the pleasure of God Almighty. And so, according to the commandments of God Almighty, when he bids farewell to the month of Ramadan, he does so with a heavy heart, saying, although we are nearing to the end of Ramadan, however, we shall always keep its memories alive in the heart. We will continue to remind ourselves of all the good things that we have learned during Ramadan. The focus towards worship that has been created during Ramadan shall forever remain alive, and we shall never cease in seeking your nearness. We have witnessed the wonders of your love, for when we walk towards you, according to your divine promise, you ran towards us. Therefore, how can it be possible that we keep alive the memories of our worldly relations, but forget about the memory of the one who loves us the most, and forget about his favors? God Almighty bestows His favors in unique ways. How great a favor is this of His, that after bidding farewell to Ramadan, in order to keep these memories alive and to save us from forgetting them, He has provided means to remind ourselves of these wonderful memories by having the last Friday of Ramadan come again after 7 days. Indeed, there is a year-long wait for the next Ramadan. However, God Almighty has not deprived us from His love and His rewards. By placing the Jummah, i.e. Friday, after every 7 days, God Almighty has enabled us to acquire the same blessings which we get from the last Friday of Ramadan, i.e. Jummatul Wida. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that there is a time on Friday wherein whatever prayer is made by a Muslim while standing in worship is accepted. However, that moment is very brief. The duration of this moment lasts for the same period on normal Fridays as well as the last Friday of Ramadan. Therefore, after today, we are not going to be distanced from these moments of God Almighty's nearness. Rather, we will find the opportunity after 7 days again. He is not a mu'min, are you a true believer, who bids farewell to these virtuous deeds and such moments of acceptance. A mu'min never bids farewell to virtues. A mu'min never moves away from God Almighty. In fact, he is always in search for such means through which he can always be mindful of the virtuous deeds and the ways in which he can reach God Almighty. The paths that lead towards God Almighty are not limited. All virtues lead to God Almighty. Thus, a mu'min seeks to search all possible ways and does not just depend on Friday, and that when Friday comes, he will find means of reaching God Almighty. In fact, informing us of the ways in which we can meet God Almighty as quickly as possible and win Allah the Almighty's pleasure, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the 5 daily prayers become a means of atoning the sins committed between one Friday and the next and between one Ramadan and the next, providing that one refrains from the grievous sins. Thus, we have been provided with the means of communicating 5 times in the day in order to attain the nearness of God Almighty. Through these prayers, we will be able to communicate with God Almighty. We will be able to seek His forgiveness and attain His mercy, providing we do not intentionally and brazenly commit grievous sins. You should attend every Friday prayer and try to benefit from that moment wherein one's prayer is accepted, and you will be able to abstain from evil and progress in virtuous deeds. The progress you have made in Ramadan should be continued throughout the year and abstain from sins. And as a result, you will receive God Almighty's mercy and forgiveness throughout the whole year. And you will be saved from the hellfire. Thus, every one of us should make a pledge that this Friday and that this Ramadan should be one that draws our attention towards safeguarding our prayers and offering our Friday prayers. And that we shall make a strong effort to continue on the virtuous deeds which we have learnt during this Ramadan until the next Ramadan. Therefore, we need to make a pledge that the attention which has been drawn towards our worship and virtuous deeds during this Ramadan should continue, so that we are constantly rehearsing and training for the welcoming of next year's Ramadan. And so that when we enter the next Ramadan, we have already gone to another level. And from that point, we can set new goals and new targets in order to successfully pass through the next Ramadan and to continue progressing further and to attain the nearness of God Almighty. And also to develop a deeper insight of His existence. Moreover, there are many of us who have yet to cross many stages to attain the nearness of God Almighty. We cannot say that we have passed all these stages. If we only wait for Ramadan in order to pass these stages, then it will take many years and we will not be able to achieve our goals and our targets. Not only will we not be able to achieve our goals, in fact, a year long of inactivity will take us back down to the level we were stood on day one. The sermons which I have delivered in this Ramadan have been on taqwa, i.e. righteousness, prayers, and adhering to the commandments of God Almighty, the most important commandment of all, which is the commandment of worship, as that is the purpose of our lives. And similarly, to pay focus on fulfilling the rights of one another and demonstrating high morals. After every Friday sermon, I received many letters from people stating that the sermon served as a reminder and we have gained a better understanding of the subjects in light of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's extracts. However, these words will only prove of benefit when we make them a part of our life. As I mentioned earlier, with reference to the ahadith, that every Friday is important. The importance of Jummah, i.e. Friday, is neither due to Ramadan and nor the last Friday of Ramadan. In fact, the significance of Ramadan lies in paying focus towards attending all the Friday prayers. And also offering the five daily prayers. The month of Ramadan comes as a reminder to continue the interest and spirit that we have developed for congregational prayer and virtuous deeds, and also to protect it till the next Ramadan. The verses of the Holy Quran, which I recited before you, God Almighty has spoken of the importance of Jummah. The translation of these verses is, O ye who believe, when the call is made for prayer on Friday, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave off all business. That is better for you if you only knew. The translation of the next verse is, And when the prayer is finished, then disperse in the land and seek of Allah's grace and remember Allah much that you may prosper. And the translation of the last verse, which is also the last verse of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, is, But when they see some merchandise or some amusement, they break up for it and leave thee standing. Say, that which is with Allah is better than amusement and merchandise, and Allah is the best provider. Therefore, attention has been especially directed here towards attending the Friday prayer. When you hear the call to prayer for Jummah, or as everyone knows these days, clocks are accessible and time is set for prayers, look at the clock. When it is time for Jummah, then close down all your affairs and businesses and go for Jummah. The Friday sermon is also part of the prayer. Therefore, do not be lazy in this regard, that we will get there before the prayer starts and we'll join in. Rather, one should strive towards reaching on time for the sermon. Here I would like to mention in passing, rather it is a very important thing to mention, that in this day and age, Allah the Almighty has granted us the facility of MTA. The time for Jummah in some European and African countries is the same. Since it is on the same time, then the sermon of the Khalifa of the time should be heard. It is Allah the Almighty's favor upon us that through this facility He has provided another means for the unity of the Jamaat. Ahmadis should also listen to the sermon in places where Jummah time is different. If not live, then they should listen to the recording. And those who deliver sermons, or in places where missionaries deliver sermons, they should take the detailed excerpts and they should read it out to their Jamaats the same day or the week after. If we go towards the west, then it's morning time there. They listen to the sermon early in the morning, and so they can read it out on the same day. However, in the east, the day has passed and it's evening time there, or the time has passed. Therefore, they can read it out in the week after. This is a great source of creating unity within the Jamaat. Allah the Almighty has made the sermon of the Khalifa of the time a part of the affiliation between the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and Jummah through this invention, i.e. MTA. Then, in the second verse, Allah the Almighty has made it clear that if you have things to do, you can do them before or after Jummah. And when you will especially come for Jummah, relieving yourself from all your other works, then you will become the recipients of Allah the Almighty's bounties and blessings for your worldly affairs also. Therefore, it is not only wrong to not attend Jummah because our worldly affairs will get affected, rather it is also harmful for you. It is up to God Almighty to make something bear fruit and bless it. For this reason, keep in mind that if you do not accept Allah the Almighty's commandment, then He says that your affairs will also not be blessed. And if you do, and you do accept it, then your affairs will be blessed. Moreover, Allah the Almighty says that your businesses and worldly affairs and sporting activities should not stop you from offering Jummah. We see these things particularly in this age. And as I have stated, this age has a special relation with the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. For this reason particularly, there is guidance that your business, which are no longer local, in the past businesses and trades were conducted on a local level. It is true that caravans were set out for business. However, whatever they used to bring back was limited to one city. Now, businesses are not local. Rather, they are international, and for this reason they keep a person more engaged. Similarly, your sporting activities and worldly engagements do not consider the limitations of time. Thus, a believer has to be cognizant of the importance of Jummah during these activities, because the foremost priority of a believer is to obtain the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. And this is what a believer's priority should be. The companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were completely purified because of the Holy Prophet's Holy Spirit. And for them, seeking the pleasure of Allah the Almighty was their foremost priority. For this reason, it is inconceivable that they would miss Jummah due to their business and sporting activities. And local businesses and sporting activities can be adjusted according to the Jummah times as well. This is certainly a depiction of the environment of our time. It is a description of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's time, when prioritizing faith becomes insignificant and prioritizing worldly affairs is given precedence. People will be consumed with businesses and sporting activities 24 hours a day. Distances in the world will be reduced, when all sports and pastimes and entertaining things will always be accessible through the media while sitting at home. Allah the Almighty says that during that time, if you prioritize appropriately, then remember that you will be the one to obtain the bounties of Allah the Almighty. Certainly, whatever Allah the Almighty has is a lot more than worldly businesses and means of providing comfort to the heart. And Allah the Almighty grants every type and means of sustenance. Every kind of provision is received through Him. Therefore, if you will safeguard your Friday prayers while obeying His commandments, then you will be amongst those who receive blessings in their worldly sustenance as well. Therefore, we should always keep this importance of Jummah at the forefront. We are those people who have accepted the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. And thus, it is not appropriate in any way for us to limit our offering of Jummah to Ramadan or Jummatul Wada, i.e. the Farewell Friday. I will present a few sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to further elaborate upon the importance of Jummah. While mentioning the importance and blessings of Jummah, on one instance the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that angels stand on every door of the mosque on the day of Jummah and they write down the name of the person who comes to the mosque first. Similarly, they prepare a list of people according to those who arrive first until the time when the Imam finishes the sermon and sits down. And then they close their register. Therefore, those who arrive at the last moment due to their worldly affairs are counted amongst the last ones to arrive, and their reward is very little. In some places, this reward is mentioned that those who arrive in the end get a reward which is worth a chicken's egg, while those who arrive first get a reward which is worth a camel. Hence, these examples are to explain that you should not think that when a person arrives in the mosque and has to wait a little, that time has gone to waste. No, rather, it is making such a person deserving of reward who comes early. And also, it distinguishes between those who arrive early from those who arrive late. Those who arrive early sit in the mosque and remember Allah the Almighty. This is surely something that facilitates the nearness to Allah the Almighty. Its importance has been mentioned by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the following manner, that on the Day of Judgment, people will be sat before Allah the Almighty according to their attendance of Jummah. That is, first, second, third, then fourth. The narrator says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in terms of sitting in the court of Allah the Almighty, even the fourth person will not be too far away. On another occasion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You should come to offer prayers and you should sit near the Imam. A person becomes left behind from entering paradise by staying in the back even though he is amongst the inhabitants of paradise." Therefore, all of these sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam show us the importance of Jummah. And this is despite the fact that it is a Jummah during Ramadan, the last Jummah of Ramadan, or it is a Jummah during the normal days. The meaning of being left behind from entering paradise means that due to his laziness and not giving importance to Jummah, a person is deprived of paradise despite all of his good qualities. Or that he makes himself very distant from Allah the Almighty. Due to his lack of importance towards Jummah, he starts to skip Jummah altogether. Regarding this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned about this in one place in the following manner. He said that whoever misses three consecutive Jummahs intentionally, Allah the Almighty puts a seal on his heart. Thus, it is a grave warning for those who are careless in offering the Friday prayers. To have a seal set upon the heart means that the individual will not have the opportunity to carry out virtuous deeds. And neither will he receive the love of Allah the Almighty. Thus, it is evident from all the ahadiths that every Friday is important and we should make every effort to observe the Friday prayer. Indeed, there are some who are compelled to not offer the prayer. And Allah the Almighty has granted leave to others. God Almighty is not unjust. Regarding those who are exempt from offering the Friday prayer, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the slave, women, children, and the sick are all exempt from offering the Friday prayer and fall under the category of those who are compelled not to offer the prayer. They are exempt from the Friday prayer and not expected to offer the Friday prayer or attend the sermon in the mosque. This should clarify the matter which some women write in and question. In fact, they complain that sometimes the administration prohibits mothers with children coming to the Friday prayer due to the noise made by the children. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already excused women and children. Therefore, if there is no facility for women and children to sit separately, then it is better that they do not come. Besides, it is not compulsory for women to go to the mosque, but for men it is obligatory. On one occasion, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about the issue of women attending the Friday prayers. He replied by saying, How can I clarify a matter beyond that which has been defined by the Ahadith and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Since the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has exempt women from the Friday prayers, it means that the command falls only on the men. Thus, under any circumstances, it is binding upon men. Unless one is ill or has a valid reason, observing the Friday prayer is essential. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam spoke profoundly on the importance of observing the Friday prayer. And it was due to this importance that between 1895 and 1896 in India, he launched a campaign for the government to permit a two-hour leave from all official offices for the Friday prayer. For this, he even started obtaining signatures from fellow Muslims. At that point, Maulvi Muhammad Hussain Sahib issued an advertisement stating that although this was a noble deed, but it should not be carried out by the hands of Mirza Sahib, and that he himself would carry out on this task. The promised Messiah alayhi salam replied by stating, "I have no wish for my name to be highlighted or be in the forefront. You can continue this task." He therefore stopped the campaign, but neither Maulvi Hussain Sahib nor any other Muslim scholar succeeded with the campaign, and it failed to progress. Nevertheless, on one occasion, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam sent a memorial to the Viceroy of India, Lord Curzon, in which he praised his abilities and thanked him for giving Muslims their due rights. He expressed gratitude at the fact that he, Lord Curzon, returned the Badshahi Mosque, i.e. Imperial Mosque, in Lahore to the Muslims, for it used to be used as a mosque. Similarly, he released another mosque which was occupied by the railway union, as well as additional favors which are mentioned in the memorial. However, in all this, the Muslims still have a yearning, and they hope that the way their objectives have been fulfilled, i.e. the returning of the mosques, their yearnings will also be fulfilled by the same hands. And the yearning is that the Friday prayer is a great Islamic festival, and the Quran has specially mentioned it as a day of rest. And there is a specific chapter in the Quran which is called Surah Jummah, in which it contains the command that when the call for the Friday prayer is sounded, i.e. the Adhan, leave every worldly occupation and go to the mosque, and offer the Friday prayer with all its requirements. And the one who does not act accordingly will be deemed as a grave sinner, and it is well nigh that he is expelled from the pale of Islam. The amount of importance placed upon the Friday prayer and listening to the sermon by the Holy Quran, the same stress has not been placed on the Eid prayer. It is for this very reason that from ancient times and since the dawn of Islam, Muslims have always taken time off for the Friday prayer. Similarly, in this country, the promised Messiah is referring to India, the same practice existed for a good 800 years, i.e. when the Islamic monarchy was in power, Friday was a day of rest. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam further wrote in the memorial, "This country consists of three communities, Hindus, Christians and Muslims, and the government has granted a day off to the Hindus and Christians to observe their respective traditions, i.e. Sunday, which is a public holiday, and it is given for them to practice their customs. The third community, the Muslims, however, are denied the chance of commemorating their day of celebration, i.e. the Friday." The promised Messiah alayhi salam then stated, "Among the list of bounties this government has showered upon the Muslims, if Friday is declared a public holiday, then this favor will be worthy of being written in gold water." This was the pain the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had for Muslims and for the observance of Islamic rituals, as well as for the drawing people's attention towards worship. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam further wrote, "In reverence of this blessed day, if the government declares Friday to be a public holiday, and if that's not possible, then even half the day, then I fail to see anything that will appeal more to the hearts of the public than this." In today's world, the Muslims and the so-called Muslim scholars allege that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was planted by the British. However, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam drew the attention of the British government towards the religious rights of the Muslims. No other Muslim leader had the opportunity to do this. This was the job of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, because to highlight the importance of Islam before the world and to implement true teachings in that age was his responsibility alone. It was preordained to happen through him and was the duty delegated to him. This was the responsibility entrusted to him by God Almighty. Thus, we who are the ones who have claimed to be the followers of the promised Messiah alayhi salam must ensure that every action or speech of ours falls in line with the true teachings of Islam. We should pledge that the blessings brought about by Ramadan and those it leaves behind, we will strive to make them a part of our lives, God willing. We should not exhibit the true teachings of Islam for 1 month alone. In fact, we should always fulfill our pledges made with the Imam of the age. I will now draw your attention to the fact that this was indeed the age of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and then his special connection with Friday. What should our responsibilities be in this regard? I will now present two extracts of the promised Messiah. On one occasion, the promised Messiah alayhi salam stated, "The blessings bestowed by God Almighty is this religion, which is known as Islam. And within this blessing is the Friday, the day on which the blessings were fulfilled." And this points to the fact that the perfection of the blessing, which was to take place in the shape of لِيُزْهِرَهُ وَلَدِّينِ كُلِّ, meaning that he may cause it to prevail over all religions, would also be in the form of a Friday. And that Friday has arrived because God Almighty has specially linked that Friday with the promised Messiah. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam further reminds us by stating, "I tell you truly that this is a design which God Almighty has created for the fortunate ones. Blessed are those who draw benefit from it. Those of you who have forged an alliance with me should never be proud of the fact that they have achieved what they intended." It is true that compared with the disbelievers who have displeased God with their adverse disbelief and blasphemy, you are closer to prosperity. It is also true that through your pious thought, you have saved yourself from the punishment of God Almighty. However, the truth of the matter is that you have now come upon that fountain, which God Almighty has created for eternal life. Indeed, drinking from it is the only thing left to do. Thus, implore from God that you have the opportunity to be immersed therefrom. For without God Almighty, nothing is possible. I know for certain that whosoever drinks from this fountain will not be destroyed, because water bequeaths life and saves one from destruction and from the attacks of Satan. How can one drink from this fountain? Simply by upholding the two rights he has established over you and by fulfilling those dues to your utmost, namely, the rights owed to God and the rights owed to the rest of creation. Therefore, on this day we must all vow to become those individuals who will fulfill the bet by the pledge of allegiance, and in line with the commandments of God Almighty, we will try our utmost to give others their due rights, just as is expected from a believer and as outlined by God Almighty. Also, that we will always strive to inculcate in our lives those blessings gained in the month of Ramadan, God willing. May God Almighty grant us the opportunity to do so.
سے توقع کی جاتی ہے اور جس طرح اللہ تعالیٰ نے حکم فرمایا اور جس کا اظہار حضرت مسیح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا ہے۔ رمضان کی برکات کو ہم ہمیشہ اپنی زندگیوں کا حصہ بنائیں گے انشاءاللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں اس کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
الحمد للہ نحمدہ ونستعینہ ونستغفرہ ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.